Hey everybody, Josh Peck from Josh Peck Disclosure here. Very weird headline today. If you've met aliens while on DMT, there are scientists who want to hear from you, which is very odd. Obviously, this is not something that I would suggest. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Get all the free materials, free videos, free podcasts, free everything in the world. And if you would like to help contribute to all the free material, because it's totally fan-funded, it's viewer-funded, I put my own money in there too, but you can click on the donate button, help me out, that would be great. If you can't afford to donate your money, you can donate your time by sharing this video and leaving a comment. So if this is brand new to you, some people who have done DMT say that they've met aliens or demons or even like elves and things. And it's common enough that John Hopkins now wants to know more. The prestigious medical university at Johns Hopkins wants to know if you've ever taken so much dimethyltryptamine, or DMT, that you've broken through reality and have met the benevolent machine elves that live in the center of the universe. Now, researcher Roland R. Griffiths is the neuroscientist in charge of the study, and he's been on the forefront of scientific research and psychedelic experiences for decades. Now, as I said before, and I want to make this extremely clear, this is not something that I endorse or I encourage that people should be taking part in. I'm also not going to judge, because I would be the biggest hypocrite in the world if I did. When I was in my early 20s, me and a friend did shrooms together, and we did have shared hallucinations. Totally different body types, you know, different sizes. We even ate different amounts. Very weird story that I will have to tell some other time, because I'm trying to keep this one brief. But participating in this study is anonymous. It's as easy as following a link and filling out a survey. And specifically, the researchers are interested in the experiences of people who have had encounters with seemingly autonomous beings or entities after taking DMT. This anonymous internet survey involves asking you about your experience, including the short-term and long-term effects. And some people who ingest DMT, the hallucinogenic ingredient of ayahuasca, describe breaking through reality and meeting with creatures on the other side. Some describe them as angels, demons, even elves. And it's common enough that that they want to know more. So the survey takes like 20 to 40 minutes, depending on the answers and how thorough you are. It asks participants to describe their experience in detail, as well as the dosage of DMT and method of ingestion. Have you ever taken a breakthrough dose of N-DMT, that is a dose that produced very strong psychoactive effects, the survey asks. By breakthrough, they mean the experience of passing through an entrance into another world or alternative reality. So, you know, like I said, I haven't taken DMT exactly, but I had psilocybin mushrooms, and I do think that there is some reality to these experiences. I don't think they're good. I think they're demonic. And even when people... When people say that they experience love, and, you know, this is kind of like a controversial view to have, but I think it's because on the other side, the love of God is pervasive. Now, that doesn't mean that we should be taking drugs to get there. You know, that's expressly forbidden all throughout the Bible. So if you're a believer in the biblical God, and if that's your God, then this is not something that you should be taking part in. When you have a relationship with Jesus, the drug thing is like the cheap way of going about it. That's like the cheap way of getting like an experience or whatever. But when you have a real relationship with Jesus, you're not as focused on the experience, and you're more focused on the relationship. And through that can come some experiences. I've shared some of my own personal testimonies on this channel and other shows. But I am curious what you guys think about this. Am I way off base? Is crazy Christian Josh just talking about the demons again, and it's, you know, there's nothing real about that? Or is it just purely hallucination, or is there something spiritual going on? I am curious to know what you think. I'm also curious if you had experiences of your own, especially if you've been delivered from them. I would like to hear about that. Leave a comment in the comment section below. Follow me online on Steemit, on Facebook, here on YouTube. And again, if you go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, you'll get a bunch of free material and all that, all that good stuff. If you could click the donate button and help out, that would be amazing. But just to wrap up, rest assured, you can find your rest and peace in Jesus. Even if I have been, I've taken probably about every drug that's out there. I've at one time in my life, that just was my life. And I've been hopelessly addicted to drugs in the past and been delivered through Jesus. So if it can happen for me, which it's just always been really easy for me to get addicted to things. If it can happen for me, it can happen for you too. So I love you all. I wish the best. I pray the best for you. And until next time, take care and God bless.